This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We want to thank you for joining us here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. We are here 8:30 of a morning and 5 o'clock of an evening, Monday through Friday. 10:30 of a morning, we are over on WWBC, which is 1510 AM. It is also 94.7 FM, 99.9 FM, or 100.7 FM. Depending on where you are throughout Brevard County, one of those signals comes in better than the other. I find the FM signal comes in clearer when I've listened to it as I'm driving down the road. So hopefully that helped you to find us if you happen to be driving about throughout Brevard County. Want to say thank you today to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Easy for me to say here with my mouth first thing of the morning. Dan and Treasure and their team do a tremendous, tremendous job. They work in all sorts of adverse conditions. They work when it's super hot. They've been out working when it was the weather was not sunshiny and, you know, just absolutely gorgeous. But their goal is to find out what you need in your property, and then they go to make it happen, whether you're looking at installing artificial turf, or if you're like me and you have a putting green, they can do that too. We have that at the church. And so I don't know of too many churches that have putting greens, but, we do. And to be honest with you, that is such a stress relief for me. I'm able to, after I've been studying for, our Wednesday nights or studying for some of my, messages, some of the radio programs, just to go out there for about 2 or 3 minutes, knock a few golf balls around, see if I can't make a few. And that's all because Dan and Treasure and their team said, hey, could we do this? And, it's, not only for me, but, for our youth and young adults and men and all of that sort of stuff. They can install drains and downspouts. They do landscape lighting, paver installation, water features. They can repair damaged landscape. They can design, plant, maintain. Whatever they need to do to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure, they can make it happen, and they can make it happen very, very quickly. Once they start on a project, they are getting after it. They want to get in, get it done, and get out of the way. They're a licensed and insured family business. They got decades of experience. They are very, very good at what they do. They also have Space Coast Nursery, which is open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. That is at 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. You can go out there. You can see the plants that they have available. They can tell you what works in direct sun, indirect sun, doesn't need much sun, doesn't need much watering. They really, really know what they are doing. And so we thank them because not only are they good at what they do, they're a blessing to Brevard County. They're a blessing to the Refresh radio program. They're a blessing to the body of Christ. They love Jesus, and they're also a blessing to WMIE. So thank you, Dan and Treasure and your team. So today we're going to be in Matthew chapter 24. I'm not going to approach this verse or this section of verses. I'm going to read, I think it's five verses, verses 9 through 14. But I'm not approaching this from an eschatological or end times approach. I just want to focus on the impact of love for God, societal culture of love. That's what I want to focus on. So verse number 9 of Matthew 24 says this: "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come." What I want to focus on today is the actions that are going to take place. Yes, they're going to take place in the end times, but Jesus also reveals that there is a strategy that the enemy employs to try and destroy the unconditional love that people have for God. It's an intentional strategy. As you look around and see the things that are going on, you're going to see that these stages are happening to a great deal. So verse number 9, "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation." Okay. So tribulation, here is a word that means troubled. It means, it is an affliction that causes pressure or oppression. This is trouble that is designed to target believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. It also targets anyone who would stand in the way of an ungodly agenda. And so there may be a lot of problems. Jesus said, "In this world you shall have tribulations." It's not might, or could possibly or anything. He said, "You will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." The world is not looking to make it easier for believers. The world system is looking to make it harder for believers. So there are countries around the globe. There are some countries where that have Christian backgrounds that now, if you read the Bible, if you post on social media about the Bible, you can be arrested, you can be thrown in jail, and other countries are considering reading the Bible publicly to be hate speech. And so that's very troubling. They want to try and pressure you into disobedience to God. So that's the first thing that Jesus talks about here. It goes on, and this is the third thing that's mentioned here, but it has to happen before the second thing comes. So they will create tribulation for you, but it also talks that you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Hated means to have an aversion to something that separates the hated from the hater. Or maybe better to say, it separates the hater from the hated. And so they want to listen. To some extent, the world is okay if we are just inside the four walls of our church and we're talking about Jesus, and occasionally we do something good outside of the church. But they don't want the church to influence or impede their agenda. So God has an agenda. God has a plan and a purpose. Satan also has an agenda. And, you know, his agenda is bondage. His agenda is the borrower being servant to the lender. And so anytime the world is presenting itself as your world is going to be so much better if you do what we want you to do, be very, very careful about that, because they're generally after something. And anytime they offer you something free, someone has said this, you're the commodity. You're actually what's your information, your time, the things that you do, that they're going to try and make money off of that sort of stuff. So when it comes to believers, the world, listen, all you got to do is look in the book of Acts and see when Stephen was preaching the gospel, and he got, as long as he was just talking about it from a historical perspective, they were willing to listen. Nothing he said was controversial. But the moment the Holy Spirit directed the conversation and it became an intentional message at the hearts of those people, they immediately stopped listening to him. It says that they plugged their fingers into their ears. They started raising their voices, and they started attacking him. And they hated him so much that they created a permanent separation from him, because they hated what he had to say. Which leads to the second and of the attacks on love in the life of a believer, and that is this, that Jesus was saying there's coming a time when people are going to oppress you, they're going to hate you, and they're going to kill you for my name's sake. A lot of times when we think of martyrdom, which is when a Christian is killed for his faith, and it's happened since the very earliest chapters in the book of Acts. It happened in the Old Testament. It happened with Jesus, that we think that those are things of the past. Right now, there are places in Africa. There were Christians who were attacked and killed on Palm Sunday. There were Christians who were attacked and killed for their faith on Easter Sunday. Someone has said that there have been more Christians martyred for their faith since 1900 than in all the rest of history combined. If you are standing for Jesus, if you're standing for the principles of God's word, the world believes that that message should be silenced. The truth of the matter is, the world needs that message. They just don't want to hear that message. I heard about a person. They were in a situation, they'd gone to this certain professional, and the professional told them the reality of their circumstance, and then they got upset at the person who told them the reality of their circumstance. And I was like, I don't know how that works. I mean, it's like if I went to the bank and they said, well look, you're not a millionaire, and then there's no way I could be upset about that, because guess what? I already know that. You know, I'm just thankful I'm a hundredaire. You know, that I'm thankful, you know, there's certain times of the month when I've got just a little bit extra than bills that are going out. I'm thankful for that, but I'm not going to get upset if someone says, you know, you're not set up for retirement yet. And it's like, well, that's good, because I'm not ready for retirement yet. Still got things to do. People will intentionally cause the death of believers. And you can see in the book of Revelation, that situation is not going to diminish. It is going to intensify. It's going to move from isolated incidents or isolated regions of the world. It will become a global reality where people are going to either be forced to take the mark of the beast, or they are not going to be able to buy or sell or trade or eat or have any of the things. They're going to be completely cut off from society, because the enemy is not afraid to try and intimidate you, whether that's through trouble, through hatred, or killed. And it says when all of these things happen, that there are going to be believers who will be offended. The word there is scandalizo. It means, it's where we get our word scandal from. And we live in a society right now which is very easily offended. They are offended all the time. And they believe that their right not to be offended is one of the most preeminent rights. And so there is like the tyranny of the offended right now. So offended here, though, doesn't just mean to be trapped, but it means to cause, to fall away from the right path, or to be an apostate, to fall away from the faith. So what happens is the more there's tribulation, the more that there are martyrs, the more that people are hated and despised and verbally criticized and attacked and things like that, that some of these people are going to be offended and they're going to abandon the faith that they should have in Jesus Christ. I want you to understand that's a goal. That is a tactic. The devil does not care which lie you believe, as long as you believe one of them and you don't believe in the truth of God. So here's what I would like to say. We as believers should not live offended. We have a history, we have a Christian foundation that goes all the way back to the 1600s and before, where, you know, we just wanted a place where we could worship God. And so we've got that long legacy, but now it's become, America's become a target place to where they're trying to remove the liberty to worship God the way that we should worship God. And so whenever the pressure builds, there are going to be people that say, wait a minute, I thought loving God would make my life easier. That's a lie. Loving God makes your life better, but it also puts you right smack dab in the middle of a spiritual war zone, where you find yourself wrestling against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age. You find that when God has saved you and delivered you, that the enemy is like, wait a minute, I want him back. I want her back. And so there is this conflict that is intense and it's continual. And a lot of people are offended by that. And I want to encourage you, don't treat your faith as disposable. It's not. It's a gift from God. And if it was valuable enough for God to give it to you, if it's valuable enough that the devil wants to try and steal it, you and I should deem it valuable enough to want to keep it. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. It also goes on and it says, many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. We've already talked about hate. Let's talk about betrayal. That is one of the most shattering experiences that a person can have. When the person that they've been close to, the person that they love, betrays their heart, betrays their life. I know people that everything was supposedly going well. They were serving God, and the next thing you know, there had been a secret spiritual war being waged, and that war was lost. And the next thing you know, dozens and dozens of lives are being impacted because of betrayal. There's public betrayal. There's private betrayal. Things that are done in secret. But the price tag is still the same. It's devastating. And at times like that, the only thing that I can say to those who've been betrayed is thank God that He is the lover of our souls, and that He has promised that He will deliver us from, and He will deliver us to, and He is the one who will never leave us and will never forsake us. If you've ever been betrayed, you end up looking for a safe place. And I just want to tell you that Jesus is not only our Savior, He's our safe place. So my safe place is church. If things are, you know, I tell people that I'm a recovering introvert. I never in a million years thought that I would be doing radio. The first several times that people asked me to go on the radio, it was like, that didn't go well. That was not good. And people may still be saying that. I don't know, but I'm an introvert by nature. It's only by the grace of God that I have become as open as to talking with people, and I'm a little more bold than what some people might like. I'm kind of like the guy in the progressive car commercial that I'll talk to just about anybody, any place, anytime about, you know, something. And I'm not afraid to initiate the conversation. Don't do it every time, but I do it quite a bit. But there are times when what I need is I need a place to get alone with God and hear from Him and realize that in His hand is the safest place that I could possibly be. I do want to tell you this. If you are going through a betrayal, you need Jesus. Because Jesus established the covenant of communion with us on the very night He was betrayed. The very night. Knowing what was coming, knowing the pain of the cross, knowing about Peter's denial, knowing about the abandonment of the closest followers that He had, He still went through and loved. And on the resurrection, on the day of the resurrection, He says, hey, I need you to go to My disciples. I need you to tell them I've still got a plan. I'm still going to meet with y'all, and make sure that you tell Peter, because Peter denied Him three times. betrayal talks about turning people over to authorities. There are times in history where there has been a wedge driven between families generationally, where one generation would turn over another generation. There are hostilities in parts of the world where if a person becomes a believer that in Jesus, that their families will shun them, will ostracize them, and they can even be murdered because of their faith in Jesus Christ. I just want to share with you today that if you're a believer and you've been betrayed by those closest to you, that you have an authority that is higher than those other authorities, and we can bring those situations to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I don't want to deny him. I don't want to betray him. I want to make sure that I am faithful to the things that he has called me to do. Last thing today, before we move on, maybe the last two things here, it talks about false prophets, and that the false prophets, it says in verse number 11, then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. False prophets are illegitimate prophets. They speak deceptively. They speak things that are not spiritually sound. They're heretics. They do not operate from under the anointing of Christ. They operate in the spirit of Antichrist. They deny the incarnation of Jesus. They come at it from a demonic or a worldly mindset. Sometimes they speak demonic spirit or demonic inspired things. Sometimes it is things that they speak out of their own spirits, trying to make themselves feel important. But the goal, and this is where we're going to end, is deception. The devil is a liar, and lying is his native tongue. And so he speaks it very, very well. And if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, for God the Holy Spirit, he is such a good liar that he could even deceive us. That's why we've got to be in the Word of God. That's why we need one another, to help one another to know the truth so we don't believe the lie, because we don't want deception leading us astray from what is right. Because God loves us. And I pray today that you and I will love him. We will continue no matter how difficult the road gets to be. God bless you. You have a fantastic day. We'll be back tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.